Welcome to the podcast, Spider, Ben, Bridget, Clan. Let's start with Spider, Perth Aquarium, Henry the Octopus has picked Melbourne as the winner of the grand final. Do you agree with this octopus?
Yeah, absolutely. I want the Bulldogs to win, but I think Melbourne are going to pull their pants down. Melbourne are a very, very good side, and the more I start to think about it, the more I'm starting to think, you know what, Melbourne's going to get further and further in front. It's a bit disappointing. We want to see a close grand final, and I can lie as much as everyone wants me to and say, yes, it's going to be, but to be honest with you, I think Melbourne's going to smoke them.
Are they the underdogs? Are they the ones that have never won? I'm seeing all the ads.
Okay. Yeah, they're the underdogs. But look, the Western Bulldogs are a very, very good team. They're definitely capable, but I just got the feeling.
Thank you very much. I'm going to move over to Bridget Spidey Broussard now. Bridget, I'm changing your name to Rebecca Dunn. You live in Narang. You've just heard a loud noise. You've walked out the front door and you see someone has parked their car in your pool. What is the first word you say?
It's not a disabled park.
Oh, I think...
No, it's often the poor old people who miss up their, you know, the brake and the accelerator.
Should you think then...
For 60 years, you should know which one's which.
Yeah, should you think nowadays, elderly cars should come with airbags on the front bumper for when they run into shops.
And all and around maybe, the outside for when they go into pools.
Yeah, and maybe a floating device, like an emergency exit, like on an aeroplane.
Like a hovercraft.
It should be like a sumo suit with wheels.
Or we should just give anyone over a certain age an aqueduct.
That's a very fine idea. Right. Do we know if they were old? I'm just assuming.
We don't know.
Okay.
Let's just make a snap judgment.
I would then have tickets for people to then, you know, practice their scuba diving there and look at the wreck.
Yeah. Oh, put some fish around and go re-fishing.
Yeah.
It could have been Alicia Molik on the way home from SAS saying, I can get out of a submerged car. Who knows? Who knows what it is? Hey, what about daylight savings? One word.
Boring.
I couldn't agree more. Okay. Why do we raise this topic every year?
Because it comes up every year.
We did a referendum years ago. Yep. Queensland didn't want it. Look, it doesn't, you know, make our curtains whatever and cows not milk or whatever. Mm. I will say as a purist and as a redneck Queenslander, we go off real time.
There you go.
Yeah, so you go.
In Melbourne, it's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Look, I understand.
Because of the longer, you know, longer at night, the barbecues, the extended periods over the summer months, it is fantastic. And I don't understand why Queensland just don't get along with the rest of the country and everybody have the same time as everywhere else. It is fantastic down south. And I know, okay, we don't live down south, but we do have to do business with people down south.
Is there any merit in this particular time with COVID and the lockdowns and the border separating us? Is there any economic merit in your minds from everybody being on the same time?
I think we do a border bubble of time and just choose whatever you want it to be. Mm-hmm. If we can stuff
Fiji
the time and decide, you know, oh, I don't know, I'll just make it an hour further. Yeah. Why can't we stuff with it even more? Make it a border bubble.
Yep. Yeah.
And just make up time.
All right. Spider time. Okay. I want to run off spider time.
But even
WA,
something.
I think, you know, WA is too far, but South Australia and Northern Territory, if we're all going to do look at daylight savings and everything, why then they're changing an hour one way? Why can't they just be the same as us all throughout the year?
Yeah, okay. Mm.
Good point. You were very polite then, Ben. What did you think?
No, I'm not being polite. I just know my opinion has changed. So I was cautious about saying it. Because I've gone from yay daylight savings to a level of indifference now. I don't really care.
What do you mean? You're sitting on the fence again?
Well,
no
I'm from
way.
Sydney and I love daylight savings. But also I have a two-year-old now and I know that if it gets dark any later than six, then I've got to stay up longer until he goes to bed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when he grows up, I'll be all for it again.
Yep.
And then I can go out to the pub.
But that is why Queensland parents put rum in milk. You should know that by now.
Well, at the moment, daylight savings is doing just that.
Yes.
Well, I must say, though, it is fun when you do go over the hall, old days, when you used to go over the border.
Yep.
And you drive back and you know you gain an hour.
Yeah, that
that's
is
cool.
Good.
You know,
on your
very
flights.
Good. Very, very good. And Bridget, this month's last one's for you. Prince Andrew has been served with legal papers. He's hiding in his mum's house. What would you do next?
I'd make sure that the ink is waterproof because with the sweating, he'll blot the whole lot.
Absolutely. Look, Byron Bay's gone into lockdown now, so we're going to hear from Serenity Safe Harbour. I have discovered that my mate Spider is completely psychic.
Thank
and
you.
It comes from his spray, and something he predicted has come true not once, not twice, but the next number times. And Pete Murray has buggered his arm, broken his elbow on SAS. Did you make a comeback, and did you have an injury?
When have you made a comeback? And it ended horribly.
Oh, yeah.
Normally with an injury, give us a call on 1300 925 666. We saw on SAS Australia on Monday night.
Yeah.
Pete Murray, he was in that boxing spa.
Yep.
And this is what happened. Oh.
Straight punches,
and
this is good.
And he was fighting Mike Philippoussis.
The poo.
Oh!
Imagine getting done over by the poo.
What happened?
He got done over, right? So he landed awkwardly. He dislocated his elbow.
He did his elbow.
Stop!
3.5 months later, since filming, his elbow is still not right.
Oh wow!
Update: he went for a surf for the first time in 3.5 months. He still can't straighten his arm at the moment. Wow. The physio said it was one of the most painful injuries to have, and it's the worst joint you can dislocate. He said he's getting there, but it's really nasty and it's taking a long time to heal. And that's really hard. He's a guitarist.
And yes, the hardest thing is the age doesn't help healing either. I remember few years ago we did a match on the SCG where he invited a heap of journalists, like news reporters and newspaper writers, to the SCG and had a bit of an interclub match against those guys.
Oh, cool.
And Brad McKeown, the red nut, who's a Channel 7, I think, reporter down there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's jumped
up. It's a term of endearment.
He's jumped up to take a screamer, a mark, and he's come down and done his knee, had a full knee recon. It was to watch him over the next 6 months with a brace on his knee doing his crosses. It was the worst.
Oh, no.
I remember we convinced former English cricket captain Adam Holyoake, who lives here on the Gold Coast, to come and play with us in our indoor cricket team. And he's a lovely bloke. But he went out to open the batting, and the first time he ran, he tore his hamstring.
Oh, no!
He didn't last one over, and he tore his hamstring. So we called him Noodles because he's done in 2 minutes. Oh, we still call him Noodles.
I remember doing the party trick here that I've done my whole life, that my grandpa taught me. It involves a broom and contorting yourself around it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. Filmed it.
Mm.
You actually heard the snap.
2 weeks in hospital.
Oh, no.
Green whistle here. Totally tore my back apart. 2 weeks. No. Couldn't walk. Oh. Couldn't do anything. Like, had to be bathed and stuff. I think I asked you to help me to go to the toilet. Yeah. I was high on morphine, but anyway.
No, it was a pleasant day.
For one of you.
We know each other too well. Oh, but that's love, isn't it?
I didn't do it.
He ran away.
Didn't do what?
Not surprised.
Rightio, gotta go. Anyway, rightio.
That was the first day he said, rightio. Okay, give us a call, 1-300-925-666. When did you make your comeback? And it just went.
What injury did you get?
I reckon this will be full of netball stories. That is a brutal game.
Oh, your finger. I've never seen fingers go into right angles before.
Look at Pete Murray's elbow.
Pete's in Pimpama. What happened?
Mate, I was 16 when I finished playing soccer, and I thought to myself, yeah, my days are over playing soccer. And then at about 22, one of my mates said, oh, we've got a couple of injuries in our team. We've got semi-finals. Can you just pop your name on there and we can actually put you on? And I said, yeah, no problem, mate. I'm pretty fit. I'm ready to go, yeah. So come semi-final day, I'm on the field. Someone gets injured, and then I get onto the field. And within 4 minutes, and I remember this, 4 minutes and 23 seconds, I get the ball, I go to kick it and do my hammy.
Oh, no, Pete. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, and that weekend I was supposed to fly to Melbourne to do some work at work. And I couldn't even do it because my hammy was gone. I couldn't even walk.
Oh, you couldn't even get work cover.
No.
Yeah. Could have done it at work.
Oh, that's if that happened, there's only a 6-year gap.
Yeah, yeah. No more soccer for me. I'm sticking to table tennis.
All right, Pete. Pete, ticket in the meat tray for you, mate.
Good on you.
1-300-925-666 is our number.
Phil, what happened when you made a comeback?
Well, the night before, I had it all planned out. I could see myself scoring the winning try, but unfortunately, I jumped on the paddock, and I think 33 minutes later, I had to come off with a torn bicep, stuffed shoulder, and my finger was hanging off by a thread as well. It didn't go.
Oh, no.
It didn't go according to plan.
Oh, no.
What did the missus say about this? Because did she give you permission to play?
Well, she did. That's the funny thing about it. It's like, you know how you get one over the wife? It's brilliant. So she said, if it's going to make you happy and stop your whinging, go and bloody play. So
I did. And so when I came off all these injuries, she just sat there, you know, basically eating the hard one, mate. She couldn't say anything. So I said, it's your fault. It's your fault, not mine.
Wow.
Obviously not your fault.
Okay. That's not, it's not your fault.
No.
You still happily married there, mate? Or,
Well, it's touch and go. It's touch and go. It's all right. Don't mention the war.
New South Wales, well, Tweed and the Byron Bay region have been spanked into lockdown and Serenity safe harbour. Happy? Not happy? Let's find out.
We're lucky to be joined direct from Byron Bay by, well, someone else who's been caught up in this latest lockdown.
And you are transitioning and my adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. The name was bestowed upon me by the ancient goddess Freya, who works at the IGA Broken Head. Every second Thursday, she's so driven, workaholic. Freya would be a good catch, note to self, trap Freya with children. When I say ancient goddess, she's only 38, so still well in the childbearing years. Yeah?
Yeah.
I live in Igloo 420, Wigwam Way, Byron Bay, the hippie capital of Australia. Byron is like the Heathrow Airport of astral travel. Yeah. I live there with my spiritual advisor, AstraZeneca Stinkweed, and her seven children, Engelbert, Manfred, Zayford, Napoleon, Vandross, Moon Unit, and Christine. Christine's so weird. And I said to Astra, those are unusual names for girls. And they're not all her kids. Moon Unit's 36. She just loves wearing cloth nappies and chewing on rust. But who doesn't? Yeah. For full transparency, I was once known by the name Dulux Exterior Glossmaster because I could colour your world with sunshine yellow each day. And as a result of constantly painting my skin gold, I had so much lead in my blood. If I cut myself, my blood would dry and form fishing sinkers, ooh, which I sold. And I made enough money selling these blood selling sinkers to buy 3,000 wheels of Camembert. So funny. Yeah. Which I built my igloo of cheese from, and real estate is so hot in Byron Bay, I just sold my Camembert igloo for $2.1 million. Wow. Don't tell the Buddhists because I took a vow of poverty. Today, Byron faces a new COVID crisis, and I refer, of course, to the massage oil shortage, the essential oil crisis, and the tragic Tim Tam ban.
Oh, no.
There's no massage oil, nothing to rub one another with, and the resulting friction causes static electricity to make everyone's hair go frizzy. Now I see why these oils are so essential. Otherwise, your hair looks like Des Hasler. As difficult as that makes life, we must move on. So I wish to speak now of Byron Bay's darkest day, which, of course, is the end of JobKeeper. Horrible. When Prime Minister Mussolini Morrison, the filthy fascist in Canberra, forced us all to go back to work like every day. Oh, yeah. I think, where did that come from? Every day. So arbitrary. And now we're in bloody lockdown. Because Gladys Berejiklian and Palestasian Anastate won't go to the jelly pit and sort this mess out. But here we go again. Lockdown. The last time I spent 7 days in my Camembert igloo, I ate the rumpus room and it cost me $750,000. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Serenity. But what about Psychic Spider, the man who can predict the future? And he often does it during his spray.
Spider, this could be your moment of vindication.
Yes, I'm all ears. What's happened, Flan?
Well, mate, you are a psychic. I get a lot of people speaking to me about your spray in the mornings. And you maybe remember you did one about having dirty clothes and having clean clothes, but you need a spot for your intermediate clothes you can reuse again.
It's actually pretty clever.
I reckon I've had 30 people say, I want that. Yeah. I'm going to make that place in my house.
I think cabinet makers should start putting it into wardrobes.
Yep. The other spray that has come completely true in my life, and you would not believe how true, is that you said if you come into money, whether that be, say, through a multi that comes good or a bet on a horse or you just find some money in a jacket, what will happen next?
Oh, no doubt there's a bill that will come for that same amount of money. You win 40 bucks, 100 bucks, and that bill will come in for 100 bucks. Or the wife will go, oh, I need 100 bucks. Or then the phone will ring, the kids. Oh, Dad, have you got 100 bucks? Whatever it
always.
Is. Yep. Always. It'll the same be. Amount. And it might be a dollar or two either way, but it'll be right on the money.
It could not be. That could not be more on the money, as you put it.
Yep.
So, Bridgie, you know, you inspired me to sell some things on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
And I had to try and sell. I wanted to sell this thing that you put on the back of your car and that you put your bikes on, right?
It's a bike rack.
Yeah, bike rack.
For your car.
Impulse buy?
Hmm? Huh?
It was an impulse buy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you said it once, and you should have seen the... Nearly said idiot.
Yeah.
The bloke that turned up, they don't want to pay your full price. I asked $40 for this thing. They're about $120 new, right?
Okay.
I used it once. There's a couple of scratches on it. And I took great joy in saying no to someone who came over and offered me $20. Sorry, mate, you've wasted your time. And me, my life. But hey, anyway, eventually I had to go down to the Mudrabar show one day to play some music. And I thought, oh, well, you know, I was sick of this other bloke who was sort of saying, I'll come and buy it. I said, it's $40. Take it or leave it. I'm leaving it on the front veranda. If you want it and you see it, leave that money in the mailbox for me. And I thought, oh, he's going to steal this for sure.
Yeah.
He didn't. He took it and he took the $40.
Good.
So I didn't have to negotiate with him, Bridge.
Nice.
So he left the $40.
He left the $40 and I thought, you beauty. Mm. Gone down to Mudgy Show and I thought, oh, that's good. That could be a case of beer tonight, or it could be a pizza, or it could be something fantastic for a Saturday night. Anyway, I get down and my daughter walks in. She said she had to perform after us. She said, oh, Dad, I didn't know where the performer's door was, so Tess and I just came in through the front gate. It cost us $40.
Oh,
no, not 38.
I was shattered. 40 on the knocker, mate. I was broken. Absolutely broken.
How is that your problem, Frank?
Lisa saw my face and she went, we'll transfer her the money. You can have the $40. She took the money out of, she took the money out of the mailbox because she saw how upset I was and she put it in my wallet, right? I drive home from that and Chloe's going now. She's off to Moreton Island with her buddy and she said, Dad, I need to do some shopping. I need to get this. $39.95. I could not believe it. I couldn't believe it. And Chloe said, it's okay, Dad, I'll transfer the money to you. So the money comes back into my wallet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then Jack says to me, Dad, this is Sunday morning. The money's in my wallet. And Jack says, Dad, I've got to go to a birthday party. I said, no worries, mate. Do you need a lift? He said, yeah. He said, oh, and I need a present.
Oh, no.
And a card. $36.75.
So you never actually once physically touched that money?
Not one time! That'll be that. If you want to catch a show, please do that on weekdays from 5 a.m. on 92.5 FM, the Gold Coast, Triple M.